One of the costs that continues to grow in Wyoming's budget is the cost of Medicaid. Lawmakers were so distressed that they ordered the Department of Health to look for ways to control those costs. Department of Health Director Tom Forslund has proposed a plan to address the issue, but first, he explains why those costs have gone up.
One is simply the number of people who are on the program, and two is the cost per person who's on the program. So you have, as an example, in the last 10 years, we went from 50,000 people who received benefits in 2001 to 2011, 77,000 people received it. So that was increased to 27,000 people who came on the program over that that period of time. So that certainly drove up the cost. And but then also the cost per person went up during the same time from approximately $4,600 a year to roughly $6,700 a year. So those costs went up also. So what we're trying to do and what the legislature tasked us to do is to look at ways that we potentially could stem these cost increases, and not so much to drive the costs down as much as just to see if there's some way to slow these increases so it just doesn't continue to consume a larger percentage of the state budget.
Why the increase in people and why the increase in costs?
A couple different things. One is the state of the economy. During that time period I talked to you about, there was some very good times economically, but then there was some times that the economy started to turn. And what you normally see is when the economy turns more negative, people end up losing their jobs and their health care coverage, and so they end up coming on to the Medicaid program as well as other public assistance programs. Secondly is deliberate decisions made by policymakers, by the state legislature, to add people to the Medicaid rolls. And what I'm talking about there is particularly those individuals with developmentally disabilities. We have had long waiting lists, and periodically the legislature says, let's take the people off the waiting list and add them to the Medicaid role.
Department of Health Director Tom Forslund visiting with us. With that background, you've got a proposal out there. Could you talk a little bit about what you're trying to do?
Digging down more into the numbers, what is driving the particular cost of the overall program? You can look at overall averages, but you need to go deeper than that. And as an example, in our Medicaid program, and we just took 1 year, it was 2011, because we had all the data there when we started, is the top 5% of the people in the Medicaid program in 2011 accounted for 52% of the spending. And the top 20% accounted for 83% of the spending. So essentially trying to focus on that top 20% and, if possible, the top 5% where we're spending the most money is where we spent our time. So what we ended up with is some options for the legislature to look at to cover particularly those higher cost populations and see what we could do to deal with that. And what we did is we offered three packages to the legislative committee. What the legislative committee said was, we're interested in you exploring, you being the Department of Health, exploring a transformational change for some of our population. And what that means is something called managed care, where we would hire a third party to come in and coordinate the care of the Medicaid recipients. And that's a major problem in the medical system that we have in this country, not just Medicaid, but just overall, is the lack of coordination of care between different provider. So you could very well end up navigating yourself and having each provider, each physician, run the same tests, and you go from one specialist to another, and there's duplication of efforts and tests and such, and that basically helps to drive up the cost of medical care. So what we would be looking at is a third party to work with each of the recipients to coordinate their care, and then the company then also would work with the providers to try to end up with some type of way to again work together to save money, and if they can save money, then there would be cost sharings in that. So it's a significant difference in the way that we've handled in Wyoming, but it's certainly not different compared to other states.
Tom, if you saw that managed care would work here and you know about other costs that face health in this state without a Medicaid expansion, because obviously that's something that's probably going to be one of the top items the legislature deals with. If you could see that this would save money, could you make a recommendation that we expand Medicaid?
Well, the issue with the expansion of Medicaid is certainly a complex question, and we currently have 83,000 people within the state of Wyoming currently, based on the last time estimates were generated, 83,000 people who are uninsured. Of that 83,000, there is roughly 27,000 of those people who we estimate are eligible and would potentially be coming onto the Medicaid program. The issues related to the expansion revolve around cost as well as access. In other words, there will be 27,000 more people just on the Medicaid program, and if they have Medicaid insurance, would they still be able to gain access to providers? Hopefully they would, but there's no guarantee of that, because some providers are concerned about being hit with quite a few more Medicaid patients, and so that's another issue that we have to consider. But at the end of the day, we have to, and the legislators have to make a decision on whether or not to expand the program for these people, and then again, how do we go about paying for it? And in the case of the expansion population, one of the options that we have in the Department of Health is to offset, basically move some of the money around within our budget to pay for the state's share of the match. So this issue will be discussed, I think, quite extensively over the next few months, and I'm not in a position to publicly say what my recommendation is yet, but it'll be coming shortly.
Really was looking forward to you breaking that news here today.
Nice try, Bob.
Tom Forsman, we've kept you too long. Tom, again, is the director of the Wyoming Department of Health. Always fun chatting with you. Thank you so much.
You bet, and I always appreciate visiting with you too, Bob.